Voters in the electorate of New England in northern New South Wales are heading to the polls today in an important by-election. It's being held after former Deputy Prime Minister and leader of the Federal National Party, Barnaby Joyce, was deemed ineligible to sit in Parliament by the High Court because of dual citizenship. Our political reporter, Lucy Barber, is in Tamworth. I asked her what the mood was like there this morning.
There is certainly a mix. Speaking to people last night on the streets, there are some who are determined to get Barnaby back in Canberra and they're feeling very buoyant about today. There are others who feel like the community is split and they don't like Mr. Joyce or his policies. They feel he's sold them out, that he doesn't do enough for the environment or for issues like education funding. And then there's certainly that category that are just tired and weary of elections and of politicians. They're sick of the citizenship issue and they're just not that interested in today's by-election.
Yes.
But certainly the sense is that Mr. Joyce is the favourite.
So I'm wondering about that dual citizenship issue and also the divisions between the Liberal Party and the Nationals, particularly after the New South Wales Nationals leader John Barilaro's comments yesterday that Malcolm Turnbull should resign and so on. I wonder whether that's had any effect on voters today.
Look, it will be interesting to see. Often with these elections, it's the local issues that still matter the most. And that's why Barnaby Joyce, throughout this five-week campaign, has really focused on trying to stay in his electorate. He is normally a very high-profile figure, but he has kept a very low profile over the last few weeks, with one very significant exception when he set foot outside of the electorate and travelled to Canberra for a dinner hosted by the mining magnate Gina Rinehart, where she presented him with a $40,000 prize check for being the champion of farming. He accepted that on the stage and then later declined it politely. But that did put him in the headlines for really the wrong reasons. But on the ground here in Tamworth, people are really very much talking about issues like the NBN, university funding, schools funding, the environment. Energy prices are a big thing. But overall, there is, across so many regional electorates in particular, this disaffection with the government at the moment and this feeling that regional people are being sold out. We saw that in Queensland in the state election recently. So it will be interesting to see whether that does play out here as well.
And in summary, Lucy, just how important is it for the coalition to win this one?
Look, it's incredibly important. Barnaby Joyce said yesterday that he thinks Malcolm Turnbull, the Prime Minister, will be relieved to have him back in Canberra because the government's, of course, struggling to gain momentum at the moment. They've got this citizenship issue to deal with, which does make problems for the government because of the lack of numbers in the House of Representatives. There's also been the issue, as we referred to before, Nationals MPs going rogue at the moment, from John Barilaro at the state level to the federal level, where Nats have been agitating for a banking inquiry, which they got in the end, but also they have been criticising Malcolm Turnbull's leadership on same-sex marriage. So there's all sorts of things going on behind the scenes to contribute to this perception of chaos and disunity. And the government also has, on December 16, another by-election to look towards. That's the by-election in the Sydney seat of Bennelong. So Malcolm Turnbull will be crossing his fingers that Barnaby Joyce brings it home today in this by-election to ensure that they do have a majority in the lower house.
Lucy Barber, enjoy Tamworth.
Thank you.
Political reporter Lucy Barber.